Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Shifting gears just a little bit, talking with K-State earlier. Now we're going to shift to Manhattan Public Library. And I got some great guests in studio here. Maddie Ogle, who is the Development and Public Relations Coordinator. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we've also got Jennifer Bergen, who is the Programs and Children's Services person, I guess.
Yep, glad to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. A lot of stuff going on at the Manhattan Public Library here. I've got your website pulled up. A lot of special events coming up.
Yes, yes. As the start of the year comes, also comes a lot of new and special events. To start off, we have coming up is our Abraham Lincoln presents A New Birth of Freedom with Kevin Wood. That's going to be January 16th, and it's going to be a really special opportunity because at 7 o'clock, you can hopefully get dinner in, bring the whole family for a special entertainment, and then go put the kids to bed. And it should be a fun educational opportunity.
Yeah, this Kevin Wood is from Illinois. He looks a lot like Abraham Lincoln, and he's got, like, the whole shtick down. So I've heard that he is really great at giving Lincoln speeches and making it sound like you've kind of been transported in time.
Well, that'll be fun and great, not only entertainment, but educational.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely.
So that's coming up, what, Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday night at 7.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, what else do we have coming up?
We have our annual book sale, which is a very special event for us in our Manhattan Library Association. They do a great job of raising money to support all the programs that we do put on. And so it's a really special couple days. And the main one that we want to highlight is that February 23rd is going to be open to the public from 10 to 4.
Okay. And you said proceeds there support all kinds of things, right?
Yes, all programs. And I know a lot of my work with the public relations and things like that, a lot of our print does come from the MLA funds.
Okay. As far as children's services here, Jennifer?
Yeah, we've got a lot of fun stuff going on, and I might just add about the book sale. That is a great place for teachers to stock up on books for their classrooms. There's a ton of children's books, picture books, chapter books, nonfiction, as well as all the adult stuff. So what we've got going on in children's, we have story time starting on January 21st. So we offer about 9 options a week for babies through preschoolers. Those are very popular. We have 20 to 35 kids at almost every session. We're doing also some fun things before that starts, some little play dates with kids. For older kids, we've got chess club on Tuesday nights. We have a hangout club and a unplugged club for kids in K through 6th grade on Thursday afternoons. MLK Day, we're going to be celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. with a special story time that day as well at 2 o'clock since the kids are out of school. So that will be a great one for even older, you know, into elementary age, K through 2nd graders too.
All right. Yeah, that's just around the corner here, MLK Day. And imagine, you know, the historical significance that will going to be age appropriate for everyone.
Absolutely. Yep. And we want to kind of spread those themes of friendship and kindness and kind of keep that theme going for kids of all ages. So.
Okay. What other special events do we have coming up here?
Our next one is going to be in a couple months on March 6th. We are actually going to bring Pete Souza to do some book signing. He'll already be visiting K-State at McCain, I do believe, the day prior, but he will be stopping at the library over the lunch hour, so 12 to 1 on March 6th, and books will be available to purchase, and then he will actually sign them in person there. So it's a really special opportunity, also provided and funded through our MLA.
I've heard of Pete Souza. Maybe I explain who he is.
Yes, yes. So what we know and what I have seen personally myself is, one, he's a great photographer. He knows how to really communicate real life events and real stories that are happening in a very beautiful way through his photography. So it's a really special opportunity. He has a couple great books. One of them, who is really popular, is the Obama An Intimate Portrait, which is all about the President Obama, and those photographs are really neat to look at. His most recent work is Shade, A Tale of Two Presidents, and so we do have those available at the library, and I would highly recommend just picking them up and at least just looking at some of the photos that are there, because it is really beautiful.
Excellent. Let's take a quick time out. We are a little long on our breaks here today, but we'll come back with more from the Manhattan Public Library in just a moment here. News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News, brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sweep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah, Barracuda.